Good morning. We're continuing our discussion of what clothing should be worn for purposes of davening, not only Shabbos, but the rest of the week as well. And our focus is on hats and also a jacket, an outer jacket for davening. And we saw that indeed there are two standards brought by the poskim, two major standards brought by the poskim. It's actually an interesting machlokas between two of the great contemporary Ashkenazic poskim 100 years ago, the Mishnah Brura and the Orach HaShulchan. And we saw that the standard of the Mishnah Brura is that somebody should dress for davening in accordance with how people would dress to meet with dignitaries, or at least very important people. We haven't defined exactly what Anashim Chashuvim or Sarim, or a government officials is, but that would be the standard of the Mishnah Brura. How would you dress to meet with Anashim Chashuvim, important people? The standard of the Orach HaShulchan is more lax, and he's of the view that even if you would dress us in a certain way to meet dignitaries, but you would not dress that way to go out into the street. You don't get dressed up to go into the street. He says your standard is how would you feel comfortable, or people in general in a given area feel comfortable going in the street. They would not go out in their pajamas. They wouldn't go out in shorts, maybe, whatever it may be, are the standards in an area. That's the standard we have to adhere to for our davening. So we saw that the Orach HaShulchan is clearly a standard we can be more lenient upon. People who live in an area that they don't wear hats and jackets going out in the street, apparently based on the Orach HaShulchan standard, we could be lenient to not wear hats and jackets for davening as well. Nonetheless, the Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv said even in the Shita of the Orach HaShulchan, we have to be machmir. The fact that somebody dresses down in the street and doesn't feel any busha, he doesn't feel embarrassment, he doesn't feel that he has to dress properly in the street, we're not going to defer to that person's standard. Or if you have an area that people do that, he says that's a minag shotim, that's the minag of a fool, and we're not going to defer to how he feels comfortable in the street. He still has to dress properly. And in fact, he says the Shulchan Aruch talks about Chachamim and Talmideihem and the students of Chachamim, Bnei Yeshivas, from people maybe in general, that they should only daven when they are atuf, when they have a head covering on, not just talking about a yarmulke, but something more significant, a talis on their head, or they should have a hat on their head. So the Divrei Yatziv wants to be machmir, even in the Shita of the Orach HaShulchan. So on the one hand, we have a cool in the Orach HaShulchan, what's the way people go out into the street, but the Divrei Yatziv doesn't agree with bringing on that kula in the Orach HaShulchan. But interestingly, we even have a second kula in the Shita of the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura, he lists out a number of things that in his time, he says, ubizmanenu, in my time, people would have to be machmir on in wearing when they daven. And one of the examples is don't daven in a sleep yarmulke, don't daven without a hat, etc., etc. And then he makes a statement, kol talui lefi minhag hamakomos, but in fact, everything depends on the minhag in a given area. So it wouldn't be if an individual dresses below the standard of a given area, but if the standard in general of a given area is to dress in a certain way, then we would defer to that standard. And if they don't wear hats and jackets in a certain area, apparently the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say this explicitly, but if that's our concept, is everything depends on the minhag of a given area, then if the minhag is to not wear hats and jackets, apparently even in the stricter standard of the Mishnah Berurah, we can be lenient as well. So we have a basis, number one, to be lenient in the Orach HaShulchan, what's the standard of people going into the street. We have a kula in the Mishnah Berurah even, who has the higher standard of how do people meet with dignitaries, but he still says it depends on the minhag hamakomos. And the third svara, to be lenient, if we go back to the Gemara and Shabbos, we talked in the past of Rav Kahana as a basis for dressing up for davening. Rav Kahana would dress lavish umikasei umisatef umatzle. He would lavish, we saw the Kaf HaChaim said that he put on his normal clothes, umikasei, he put on an outer garment, a nice jacket for davening, umisatef, he put on a head covering for davening, more something more significant, not just a head covering as a yarmulke, but a hat. He put on a shawl over his head, and then he would daven. But in fact, if we go two lines before that in the Gemara and Shabbos, we see two other interesting things. We see Rava He would take off his outer garment. Shade glime uparchayadein. He would clasp his hands together and he would daven. He said, I'm davening like an eved, like a servant or a slave in front of his master, in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And Rav Kahana, who in fact we are quoting for dressing up and putting on an outer garment and putting on a hat or whatever it may be, Rav Kahana himself would say he would divide up between the status of peace in the land, in the world at that time. He says, when there is sorrow in the land, he would dress just like Rava. In other words, he was undressed. He would take off his outer garment and he would clasp his hands together. This is a time when there's not tranquility. There's not peace in the world. There's war in the world. He would take off his outer garment and say, this isn't a time to beautify myself in front of the in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a time to act as a slave, as a servant in front of his master without an outer garment, without anything that is splendid and beautiful for davening. And only, the Gemara continues, with Rav Kahana himself, when there was a time of peace, that is when he would dress up and put on an outer garment and put on a head cloak, head covering, and then he would say, "Hikon likrasa l'kacha Yisrael." This is the time that I have to beautify myself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there, at this point, we have three rationales to be lenient. Number one is based on the Orach HaShulchan, the standard has how people generally go out into the street. Based on the Mishnah Berurah, his standard is how do you meet with dignitaries, but still there it depends on the minhag HaMakomos, depends on the minhag of a given place. And rationale number three, in fact, we see that Rava and Rav Kahana, Rava all the time would take off his outer garment and pray in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu as a slave in front of his master, and Rav Kahana at a time of sorrow when there wasn't peace. And unfortunately, this is a time that we don't have so much peace in the world with the threats of nuclear obliteration and the threats in Eretz Yisrael, that we have constant wars going on all fronts, or the risk of wars. So we do have a basis indeed, apparently, to be lenient on depending on the place that we live in. Obviously, if the minhag is that people do dress up when they go out into the street or meet with dignitaries, depending on the standard, we'd have to be machmir. But otherwise, we do have a basis to be lenient, apparently, on these three different rationales. And in Birkat Hashem, we will bring one more interesting rationale next time. Have a wonderful day.